Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. I'm delighted. I'm delighted. That's what I am. I'm delighted to welcome the filmmaker Diana Devlin to the Midday Show. Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hi, Adam. I'm doing really well, and I'm really happy to be with you today.
Thank you. I'm happy to have you. You're screening your documentary film, American Nightmare, American Dream, at the Star Theater, aka Upstate Films in Rhinebeck. Well,
Yeah,
actually,
on
tomorrow.
Friday.
On Friday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we were talking before we went on air. We got to get people out in the movie theaters, got to get them away from their computer screens and whatever, and get into those movie theaters. We have so many wonderful ones in our region, and we need to fill them up and sell the crap out of the popcorn. And what's so great is, in the instance of your screening, American Nightmare, American Dream tomorrow, is not only will you be there afterwards to talk to the audience, but three of the subjects of your film, which is about them plus one other who won't be there, but they're all struggling and working to get out of their circumstances, which is poverty, and to make a better life for themselves. And this film follows these four women, right, on this trajectory. Is that a good way of putting it? And they'll be there, two or
That
three
is.
of the four. You can't do that sitting in your living room.
No, absolutely not. I mean, these women are so engaging. I mean, their stories are incredible. I mean, they, you know, one was in prison for a couple of years. You know, one lived in a homeless shelter and had to go to school from a homeless shelter. You know, one's first memory is of her mother strangling her, drowning her because
Oh,
she was
dear.
bipolar, untreated. You know, the mother.
Right.
And they grew up on welfare and they really, really had what it took. They wanted to get out of poverty. They wanted to have a stable life and they wanted to give back. So what they're doing now, I mean, like one of them is in, as it Brooklyn Law, she's in law school. You know, Layla, who was in prison, got a Soros Justice Fellowship and started helping other formerly incarcerated people get a college degree. You know, Shantae is now working with young people with the New York City Police Department. She graduated from
Amazing.
London. And
That's
Hira,
fantastic.
she got a PhD from UAlbany. So she's a doctor now and working for the biggest organization in our state, the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities. So it's a pretty big job. They're all doing great. When we started filming them, Adam, we did not know if they were even going to get through college. We didn't know that.
So when did you start the film then, shooting it?
2011.
Wow. 13 years in the
Yeah.
making. Which, by the way, even though that is a substantial amount of time, you know, it's not actually that exceptional when it comes to documentary filmmaker, especially in
No.
cases where you're following a story, which you don't know where it will go or how it will end. In this case, it just seems like their stories are going in a really positive direction, which is going to be part of the excitement of seeing the documentary, is to see their growth and their ambition and all the other things. You know, one thing I was thinking of when you started describing, thank God for programs like Medicare, Medicaid, these entitlement programs that help people who are perhaps struggling financially or whatever. But what we don't have is ways of necessarily moving them out of there and into self-sufficiency in many cases. So what I'm
Well,
so
that's
excited
huge.
about your documentary is you're showing empirical evidence of how it's done, how you can make it happen, how it is possible to do it. Maybe we need to get the government to kind of help a little bit more than they are.
Well, actually, you know, our film, we use our film now, Adam, in workshops for high school kids.
That's great.
So we've been doing that. We've already shown the film and done a workshop with almost 500 Dutchess County high school students. And what we're trying to do is bridge that gap, give them
Great.
something that will inspire them, show them people like them. We do it with underserved and underrepresented high school students, not with the general student body, but with the underserved kids, the underrepresented kids who are underrepresented in college today. And we tell them that, by the way, did you know, kids, the governor has said, Governor Hochul said last June, every kid who graduates high school in New York State is guaranteed a seat at a community college. And these kids are like, no way, no way. And I'm like, and by the way, the government has Pell Grants. They said, Pell, what's that? Pell Grants? Anybody who goes to college, who gets to college knows the government gives Pell. And Pell Grants are up to like $7,400 a year. So if you wanted to go to a community college, which is a great place to start for a kid out of high school, you can get career training or you can get a degree, and then you could transfer to get your BA to a long-term school. So we're trying to tell these kids, the governor's guaranteed you a seat. There's federal money. Federal money, Adam, last year, 3.58, wait for it, $1 billion was left on the table at the federal level because kids did not apply for Pell Grants to go to college.
No way. That's not,
3.5
we're gonna,
billion.
that's crazy. That's crazy
So we're
talk.
trying to get the word out to these kids with our film and with our workshop. You can go to college, inspire them, and give them actionable information how to do it. So that's what we've been doing with the film when we finished it last October. And we have another workshop coming up at Bard College where we're going to have kids from nine different high schools. So we're really excited. And the women in the film, it's their passion, just like it's mine, to bring this message
Sure.
to underrepresented New Yorkers who are underserved so that they can get their best life chances. What's their dream? Like I said to
Right.
some of these kids at Dutchess Community College, I said, you know, Dutchess has a mechatronics lab. You can learn the latest technology. You can become a pilot. You can become a lab technician. You don't have to get a
You
four-year
can go as far
degree.
as you can go as far as you can possibly go.
Absolutely.
But you just have to know that the opportunity is there. And this film
Got
gives
to
you a
know
little
it.
bit, get a little bit of a 411 on how to do it, maybe. And it's great that these
Yeah.
women that are the subjects of your film are paying it forward like that. It's that's very inspirational. Again, the name of the
We're
documentary is
very
called
committed.
American Nightmare, American Dream. And it's going to be screening at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck this Friday. That's tomorrow, the 25th at 3 o'clock. And Diana, as well as several of her subjects, will be there. Last question for you, Diana. You're such a great guest, by the way. I really appreciate your coming on. I know you're a Rhinebeck resident and neighbor. Do you have an education background, or what was your
Yes,
background?
yes. I have a BA from a little college in Virginia, and I also studied for my master's at Hunter, but
Where
didn't
these
quite.
women met, or right? Didn't they all go to
Yes,
school
I
there?
met some of these women there, but you
Okay.
know, my favorite thing in college was the film club.
Yeah,
That
me
was
too.
when we, oh wow, that was like, you know,
Yeah.
every week we got to see all the old fantastic films, the Russian films, everything.
Yeah, sure. And
Oh,
then
did you
talk
see
about
the
them
guy and
afterwards.
man with the movie camera? So, yeah, it was great. That was my passion, and that's my background is also in teaching and running a production company in Manhattan for a dozen years.
Well, I'm so glad for the opportunity to meet you and have you on the Midday Show. It's a thrill. Thank you so much. And we're going to come out tomorrow at 3 o'clock to Upstate Films in Rhinebeck to see American Nightmare, American Dream. So thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Adam.
This is 98.1 KZE.